Anyone else on the council? Go to the audience. Anybody have a comment or question? Alan?
Ellen Gafel, Fishing Vessel Ellen Diane, and I would like to thank Dr. Karp for including the resilience of human. Wait a second. Resilient coastal communities and economies under the four research themes. It's the first time that I've seen the resilience of human communities in the scientific terminology, and I hope that it includes exactly what David had said, not only the resilience of the fishing industry, but of the coastal communities and the ability of humans to exist in a positive state with a healthy ocean. And I wanted to thank you because that's really important. I've resilience has always been added to the natural environment, but we keep skipping the resilience of the human communities, and that's a really big piece. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else in the audience? Ted.
Ted Platts, Commercial Fisheries Center, Rhode Island. It's been interesting to listen to this, but you know, a lot of the thoughts and meanderings have been about ecosystem and habitat management considerations. And the reality is, as you develop that out, it's going to take quite a bit of time. You need to determine the accuracy and predictability of these systems. They need a lot more data points on the line before they're going to be particularly useful here to us at the New England Council in managing specific stocks. My question goes to the here and now. You know, what are we going to do to improve the problems that the fisheries management process faces with the Science Center historically, the center that you inherited, a center that was described as leaderless and visionless, so it obviously calls for a fair amount of change, and a lot of us have been looking for that. I realize it's early in your tenure, and you know, we're looking and watching and waiting. The specific problems we face are the lack of frequency of assessment data and the lack of volume across the breadth of species. And the third problem is the speed at which this science, this assessment work, comes to the table. The Executive Committee of the Commercial Fisheries Center met with our congressional delegation and with Dr. Merrick less than a year ago to discuss these problems and the problems we face with regard to fisheries science and fisheries management. And his comment was that we really need to be looking at a science model where we're doing an assessment on virtually every stock virtually every year. And he referred to a few longer lived stocks that you might be able to go every other year, which is more or less a paraphrase of what he said. My question is, what is the Science Center doing to get us to where Dr. Merrick said we need to be to have effective science and therefore effective management? We can talk about nice, large, macro sort of ideas and modeling, but the reality is, at a nuts and bolts, here and now level, we need some real change in what the Science Center is delivering to the management process. We need more breadth, we need more depth, and we need more speed in the delivery. My question is, what are you doing at the Science Center to make that change happen?
Mr. Chairman, Ted, there are clearly some very significant challenges that we're facing, and it would not in any way be appropriate to ignore them. One of the points that I tried to articulate in presenting this plan was the need to, at a minimum, maintain the data collection and assessment activities that we have, while advancing to develop the ecosystem context. So, of course, the intent is not to suddenly say, you know, we're not going to do this kind of stuff anymore. Everything's going to be done within an integrated ecosystem assessment. That's neither reasonable nor appropriate. I did also identify within the first theme, a focus on improving, advancing, developing assessment methodology and data collection. And the concept that Dr. Merrick discussed with you, I believe, was one that was developed and presented to the NRCC, which is the Northeast Regional Coordinating Committee, a couple of years ago, which is under which all or most stocks would receive a routine operational assessment every year, which would be just really an update based on new data. And then for those stocks which were particularly problematic or where we had significant new information, then research would be focused on developing improved assessment methodology for those stocks. That proposal is still on the table. Frankly, when that proposal was brought forward, it was brought forward with a budget for staff and resources, which indicated that it would require significantly more staff in those areas than are available to us now. And that part of the equation, of course, was never satisfied. But let me speak nevertheless to the points that you made about breadth, depth, and timeliness or speed. The speed part is always going to be a problem. Part of it just has to do with, again, what can be handled by available staff in a reasonable period of time. Another part of it is the data. There's vast quantities of data that are necessary to support an assessment. Some of those come from surveys. Some of those come from the commercial fishery. A huge amount of time is spent in reviewing and addressing deficiencies in data that comes from a wide number of sources. And that is one of the key responsibilities of the Science Center. So we don't actually have control over where all that data comes from or who collects it, but we do have to put significant effort into resolving inconsistencies and other data quality problems, which frankly slows things down a great deal. The frequency, I guess I already spoke to just in terms of the plan and our ability to get there. The depth, which really has to do with the sophistication of the assessments and the extent to which we can improve our assessments relative to changes that are going on and that are being seen in those stocks. That's a huge challenge. Again, a good example of that is Georgia's Bank Yellowtail. There are changes going on in the ecosystem which are affecting the productivity of that stock. We need to understand what's going on in the ecosystem. We need that breadth and depth of science, which is actually what I'm talking about in developing this ecosystem approach, to really understand what factors are affecting the abundance and the recruitment and the distribution of those stocks so that we can incorporate that knowledge into improved assessments, even of single species.
If I could just follow up briefly, I appreciate your point on that, and I agree with you. Obviously, with the yellowtail flounder example, there are a lot of environmental factors, and it speaks to the need to get away from this term that we've inherited, overfishing and overfished, which hardly addresses the issue. You know, it's like global warming used to be the term for climate change. It's one narrow point in a much larger focus. So I hear what you're saying there, and I get that. In our conversation on the phone not too long ago, we talked about ways to increase and augment the Science Center's ability to get work done through matching funds, say with RSAs for specific species or working with industry groups or other outside groups. Do you have any plans? Do you foresee any opportunity where the Science Center might be able to increase its capacity by working with outside entities to bring more science to the table? Historically, this hasn't worked particularly well, and I think it'd probably be safe to say that it has something to do with the old mentality at the Science Center, which I assume you are going to be changing. A lot of outside people were met harshly and critically when they came in. They were seen as critics rather than assisting a problem. I wonder if you have any thoughts about ways to increase the effectiveness of the current budget that you have through using outside sources.
Mr. Chairman, Ted, yeah, you and I discussed this at some length, and obviously it's a, an ongoing concern. I spoke a little bit earlier and at last week's science forum about the fact that we're just, you know, one science institution that has some expertise in marine science and assessment in this region. There are many others, and we have actually have quite strong relationships with certain investigators and certain institutions, but there's great opportunity to build those, to strengthen those, and I think that that can really help. Similarly, our ability to engage better with the industry is very important. I think that the cooperative research program has had some noteworthy benefits and successes, but I also would like to see that program better focus in a strategic sense, and to have some improved ways of evaluating how the different projects that operate under cooperative research actually end up contributing to the assessment. And also the whole issue of how to better engage the industry and other stakeholders in the assessment process. The assessment process is designed to be open and available for people to engage in, but it's also mysterious and intimidating, and we need to do a lot more in terms of opening it up, improving education, and improving opportunities to engage in a realistic way, and for us to really understand the kinds of ideas and knowledge that the industry can bring and is bringing to the table, and how to integrate that.
Well, thanks for that. I think there's a lot of industry groups that would be glad to participate and cooperate with you and assist in that endeavor. So I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
John.
This is in response to Ted's comment. I think I wasn't at that meeting, of course, but I think it's, in my opinion, more likely that rather than go to a scenario of annual assessments and annual plans, that it would be more desirable and more likely that in every stock where it's possible, and it's not possible with or desirable with every stock, that we should have as a goal trying to get to a place where we are setting multi-year plans, three-year plans, and because that has benefits for the industry that can plan ahead. That has benefits for the council. That has benefits for the science center. But you can't do it when you're lurching from one crisis to the next, where a stock is, you know, bouncing along its historical bottom. You know, we have to get stocks up to health, and then we can get to a point where you can set specifications 3 years out, and people can plan ahead. And I think that's more likely scenario than doing stock assessments, full stock assessments for every stock every year. Dr. Karp may want to disagree with that, but
back to the council.
Or he might not.
Any more comments on this, Tom?
Just to that last point, I don't agree that that's a realistic goal, and for all stocks, as you identified, in my view, for very many stocks at all, I think our science is a ways away from being able to do that. Every time we've set multi-year specifications, at least in groundfish, we've realized in retrospect we were wrong at the start, and we only got more wrong as we went along. And then 3-4 years later, we look back and just realize how disconnected those specifications often are from the reality in both directions. So I think we do need to move towards more towards something that we've discussed at the TMGC, which is the track model of annual specifications and updates. for a large number, the great majority of the stocks that we manage.
Anyone else? Okay. I would urge all of the council members to take the time to go once the access is available to the website, look at the strategic plan, and to give the Science Center some feedback on it. And thank you very much for that presentation, Bill.
Thank you very much.